All right, let's talk about other things with respect to this now, and that is it being day five. You've probably run through all of the popular suggested TV shows on your Netflix and the like, but now it's getting a little harder, what with the fact that internet is moving a bit slower. And that is, of course, because the West Africa cable system does have a bit of a fault underground, which is even exacerbating what we already saw that began at the beginning of early March, which we spoke about on this show with the SAT-C cable being cut. Jan Vermeulen joins us again to give us a bit of an update on that. Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe.
Good morning. It's a pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
Indeed. Okay, so I was kind of none the wiser, and also these techie things, unless I'm talking to you in Tech Tuesday like today, I don't always get them. But in other neighborhoods, like in Brackenfell, where one of our producers live, it has really, really hit their internet connectivity hard, which of course makes life under COVID-19 lockdown so much harder. What actually happened here?
Yes, so we don't know exactly what caused the break yet. We'll only get a report of what caused the break when the ship gets to the site where the break happened, and they can pull it up onto the deck and see what happened. But yes, as you say, it could not have happened at a worse time. And it's not all ISPs that are affected, but it's a lot of ISPs that are affected, because we have a lot of internet service providers in South Africa that are quite dependent on the WAX cable.
Quite right. And is there anything that South Africa can do about this ourselves, considering the fault was between Portugal and the UK?
No. The consortium that looks after the WAX cable, some of which are South African companies, are the ones who look after it. And so, yes, I guess there is something that South Africans can do, because we have a stake in the cable. But a repair ship is on the way. It's sailing to the site of the fault as we speak, and it should get there at 9 a.m. this morning.
So we've obviously been dealing with COVID-19 for some time this year, but it wasn't quite as intense as we have now, where we've got restrictions on movement. Is this not a little bit more difficult for them to get this done in terms of getting the right staff out there, accessibility in the waters?
It doesn't seem so. So we've had folks might remember, we had a double whammy break like this earlier in the year, in January, and that happened off the coast of the Congo. That's where the ship is to fix the SAT-3 break now. It's also off the coast of the Congo, so it's probably the same cause as well. And what we saw there was bad weather preventing the repair ship from leaving Cape Town Harbor.
I remember this.
Yeah, in this case, The repair ship was loaded and left within a day. There didn't seem to be any issues on the Europe side preventing the ship from leaving, at least.
And as you say, so you said it is on the way. So hopefully by the end of the week, we'll see something.
Hopefully by Saturday, that's the current estimated time to repair. So unless there are complications on the ship, which we saw last time, was that bad weather made it so that the repair time took longer than originally estimated because of bad weather in the ocean. So hopefully the weather holds out, and we'll have this cable fixed by Saturday.
Excellent stuff. Very much looking forward to that. In the meantime, we'll have to read books. Jan Vermeulen, Editor-at-Large at My Broadband. It's affected a number of you here. Gav saying, we couldn't have a proper Zoom meeting yesterday. This must be why. The worst possible time to mess with remote working. Absolutely, Gav. We're trying our hardest to lock down, hardest to socially distance. And so there are some services that need to be provided from home. If it is affecting you, do let us know on the WhatsApp line. If you're also facing what Gav is facing. But Gav, as you would have heard there from Jan, hopefully this will be sorted out in no time.